So as Jesus is preparing to leave his disciples, go to the cross, die a violent death, as we well know, he gives the words that are so powerful. For my life, and in my opinion, some of the most powerful phrases spoken in the Word of God. And that is, Jesus lays it out. I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father, right? So that gives us context for who Christ is. He is God in the flesh. And says, no man comes to the Father except through me. That is a foundational statement of our Christian faith. That is why we believe in Christ. And then he says, look, if you don't believe because of that, believe because of the works that you've seen, okay? But for those who believe in me, you will do the works that you've seen me do. And even greater works, because I'm going to the Father. And he talks about how if we ask anything in his name, he will do it. As we align ourselves to the perfect will of God, we can step boldly into anything in the name of Jesus. And according to the will of God, it will be done. These are from Jesus' lips. These aren't prophecies of old. These aren't things spoken about him. This is what Jesus said. This is what God said from his own mouth. Of course, this says a lot of things to us. But one of the prominent things that it communicates to us is the power bestowed upon those of us who believe. We simply do not have to live our lives in a defensive posture against the evil one. And we do not have to live our lives as if it all depends upon us. Both of those things are lies. They're not just misguided half-truths. They are blatant, black, dark lies. Our position on this earth is not one of defensiveness. We are not circling the wagons because the evil one is coming up against us again. Quite the contrary, the power of heaven has been bestowed upon us. We have all of the resources to fight back, and not just fight back, but to inflict irreparable damage on the kingdom of darkness. We have the power of God, the authority and dominion over anything that would come against us. Jesus atoned for us, made us right standing and righteous before God. And because of that, we have the same right standing before God that Christ has. Jesus defeated the evil one, attained the power of death and hell, took it back, and gave it to us. So it is simply believing a lie to believe that we have to watch out for the devil. When the evil one comes against us, he should know that it was a mistake. Because we're not going to just defend ourselves. We're going to incur on the territory of evil, take it back for the kingdom, and inflict enormous casualties along the way. And we also don't have to live like it all depends on us. It doesn't. That's a lie designed to get us to live within our own strength. And living inside our own strength and wisdom and cunning is living in a small story. None of us have the capabilities of God. And yet God has sent his Holy Spirit to indwell us, to lead us and guide us into all truth. It doesn't depend on us. It depends on us surrendering. It depends depends on us humbling ourselves as a servant, as Jesus did when he got down on his hands and knees and washed the feet of his disciples. These are profound truths that Christ laid out today. They are profound truths that we must ingrain into the fabric of our lives if we're to be effective. But it's not an option. That's the thing about the scriptures, and that's one of the primary themes of this year. This isn't a suggestion. This isn't something that is nice to know. This is how we're supposed to live. And anything less than living this way is saying, I don't fully believe what Christ has offered me. I'm not really sure about all that. I'll pick and choose what I want to believe, which is to live a life less than Christ offers us.